Make sure you're subscribed to Issues Etc. Type Issues Etc. in your podcast provider, hit that subscribe button, and leave us a 5-star review. This will make it easier for other podcast listeners to find Issues Etc.
Because CRT and wokeness is a Marxist system, that means that it is going fundamentally to divide people.
And we're going to speak repentance to all people, doesn't matter who. And we're going to do it whether states say it's legal or not, or whether they confiscate our buildings or throw us out or do what they may do.
If we don't start teaching stewardship from a position of our created identity and our baptismal identity, what we end up with is a destination that is about what we do. It's about legalism. It's about guilt. It's about manipulation.
The small catechism, catechesis of faithfulness to that, I have yet to find a church that extols contemporary worship that has a vigorous program in catechesis.
Colorado trumpet players love Issues Etc.
Well, a lot of mischief has been done in the name of a global pandemic. A lot of opportunists. The greatest of this mischief, by far, in its evil, is the increase, the rapid increase in abortion drug use. Well, a lot of abortion access was restricted by a pandemic. What was the pro-abortion force's response? Well, we need to take away any restriction that there is on a woman using an abortion drug, a dangerous drug not only to her unborn child, obviously, but to the woman herself. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. live on this Monday afternoon, August the 30th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to talk about research on the health risks of chemical abortions with Dr. Michael New of the Charlotte Lozier Institute. Dr. Ken Sherb will be our guest for our series Through the Old Testament in a Church Year. We'll talk about the Babylonian captivity. Then Pastor Peter Bender joins us for part two of our series on the theology of worship. We'll talk with him about, well, where you begin in defining worship, and what role faith has, and how from faith we go on to how we get and maintain such faith. We'll talk about all that in our conversation with him on the theology of worship. Joining us to discuss research on the health risks of chemical abortions, Dr. Michael New. He's visiting assistant professor of social research and political science at the Catholic University of America, associate scholar at the Charlotte Lozier Institute, columnist for National Review Online, and author of a recent column titled Telehealth Abortions Pose Significant Health Risks. Dr. New, welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Tell us about the resolution introduced recently by House Democrats regarding in-person requirements for abortion drugs.
Sure. Typically, women seeking chemical abortions have to do so in the presence of a physician, you know, after a medical exam. That's changed during the pandemic. In April, the Biden administration, FDA, lifted requirements. The required chemical abortions take place under medical supervision. What happened earlier this month is 70 House Democrats introduced a resolution to make this permanent. They want to make it possible for women to obtain chemical abortions remotely without any kind of medical supervision.
Why did the Food and Drug Administration place in-person requirements on these drugs in the first place?
Well, the FDA approved the chemical abortion pill back in 2000. And even though they approved it, they were aware of what was happening in Europe and in other places where chemical abortions were legal, and they were aware there were some real health risks. For instance, if a woman with an ectopic pregnancy tries to get a chemical abortion, that can be fatal to the woman. There's also very serious health risks if a woman tries to obtain a chemical abortion after the ninth week of her pregnancy. So, again, there's just real risk involved, and because of the safety of women, that's why chemical abortions, by and large, have to take place under medical supervision.
So give us the history of the up and downs of these in-person requirements.
Sure. The history kind of goes a ways back. The one thing we've noticed is that pro-lifers have done a good job closing abortion clinics. And since many abortion clinics are closing, people who support legal abortion are basically trying to promote chemical abortions, especially chemical abortions through telehealth, especially in Midwestern states and Southern states where there are very few abortion facilities. So in 2008, Iowa was able to kind of skirt the FDA requirements and administer chemical abortions by a telehealth using kind of what they call an off-label protocol that was neither established by the FDA nor prohibited by the FDA. There's some other abortion facilities did telehealth abortions through pilot programs that did get FDA approval. Pro-lifers did push back. Currently, 17 states do ban telehealth abortions. Now, the pandemic's been interesting. Again, people who support legal abortion have had a long-standing interest in trying to expand access to chemical abortion drugs, and they've been very opportunistic, in my opinion, in using this pandemic to do so. That essentially, they did sue and argued that the FDA requirements were unconstitutional. They did receive a favorable ruling from a U.S. district court judge back in July 2020, but in 2021, a Supreme Court ruled that Trump administration's protective rules were constitutional and could stay. So, essentially, as of January 2021, chemical abortions had to take place under medical supervision. The Biden administration came in, and their FDA appointees changed that. So, as of April, now chemical abortions can take place without medical supervision. So, again, people who support legal abortion, in my opinion, have been opportunistically using this pandemic to really promote chemical abortion drugs and, I think, disregard the safety of women.
What is the media narrative on abortion drugs, and how does it square with reality?
The media tries to promote the idea that chemical abortion drugs are safe. And reporting on this resolution, The Hill and NBCNews.com both indicated in their reporting that chemical abortion drugs were safe. My colleagues at the Charlotte Loser Institute reached out to them with some different information, but they weren't interested. So the mainstream media only seems to be interested in science when it backs up their narrative. And the reality is there's two very good studies which show that chemical abortion drugs have a complication rate four times higher than surgical abortions. There is a study that looked at California Medicaid patients that was very comprehensive, looked at tens of thousands of women. Again, this study found that chemical abortion drugs had a complication rate four times higher than surgical abortions. Also, a study out of Finland, very similar findings, over 42,000 women, that also found that chemical abortion drugs have a complication rate four times higher than surgical abortions.
For their part, the media are citing several studies of their own regarding abortion drugs. Are these studies reliable, and if not, why not?
No, that a lot of the media coverage, again, there's been a lot of media outlets claiming or citing these studies which claim that telehealth abortions are safe. And there's both the studies that I see getting a lot of coverage are flawed. There's one study that came out, again, in August that was in JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association, Network Open. This study looked at only 141 women. That's a very small sample size. Another problem with the study is they don't have outcomes for 20% of the patients in the study. So they really have no data for 20% of the women who obtain chemical abortions. So that raises some real concerns about the reliability and credibility of the findings in this study. Another study you see getting some attention is a British study that appeared in the International Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology. And essentially, the problem you have with this study is looked at two groups of women. One group of British women that obtained chemical abortions with medical supervision, and a second group, some of whom got abortions with chemical supervision, and some of which did telehealth abortions. So the problem is the women who obtained telehealth abortions really weren't separated from the rest of the study. So again, that doesn't provide us much information at all about the safety or risks involved with telehealth abortions.
Do you expect that the FDA will make permanent the Biden administration's lifting of the in-person requirements for abortion drugs? And if so, what will likely be the result?
We really don't know what the Biden administration will do, but we do know that they have a real interest in making our abortion policy a lot more permissive. The Biden administration opposes the Hyde Amendment, that his budget called for the repeal of the Hyde Amendment. So not only does President Biden think abortion should be legal, it should be paid for by taxpayer dollars. In contrast, President Obama supported legal abortion, but all of his budgets did include the Hyde Amendment. We also see President Biden increasing funding for Title 10 that would increase the amount of revenue and federal funds that abortion facilities are eligible for. So since he's a real interest in making abortion policy more permissive, you may well see the FDA continue this policy and sadly make chemical abortions available to women without medical supervision. And I think that's just a terrible policy. I think it's going to result, it's going to harm the health of countless women and result in the deaths of many unborn children.
Dr. Michael New is Visiting Assistant Professor of Social Research and Political Science at the Catholic University of America. He's Associate Scholar at the Charlotte Lozier Institute, columnist for National Review Online, and author of a recent column titled Telehealth Abortions Pose Significant Health Risks. You can read it at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Talk On Demand Archives. Dr. New, thank you again.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
When we get back, Dr. Ken Cher will join us for the continuation of our series, Through the Old Testament in a Church Year. We'll talk about the Babylonian captivity and a letter from the prophet Jeremiah in Jeremiah 29.
They want to, you know, defend me to the U.S. Supreme Court, file a petition, let's go ahead. You know, the worst that could happen is they say, nope, we don't hear you, and you officially lose. But one of the attorneys informed me that, no, the worst that could happen is they take your case, and then you lose.
Colorado baker Jack Phillips of Masterpiece Cake Shop speaking at the 2021 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
And I realized that this case was so much more than just, do I get to go back to making the cakes that I love to make and, you know, working with the customers that I like? It became clear to me that this was a case about every American's right to live and work according to their conscience without fear of punishment from the government. The government was punishing me for living my faith in the marketplace.
For a contribution of $300, you can watch an on-demand video stream of Jack Phillips' presentation and all of the speakers at this year's conference. Find out more at issuesetc.org.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Not everyone is comfortable with new technology. Dial A Podcast gives all generations of your congregation an easy way to hear your sermons or even devotionals and Bible studies. Once you've completed a simple one-time setup, we take care of the rest. All your congregants have to do is dial the number from any phone to listen to your latest podcast, all at no additional cost to them. Dial A Podcast. Extend the reach of your sermons. Get started at dialapodcast.com now.
Is your school or homeschool ready to take the next step in teaching students with learning challenges? We can help. The Simply Classical curriculum, voted number one for special learners, is available from Memoria Press for students with autism, learning disabilities, or Down syndrome. We provide everything you need for a full year. Use promo code LPR21 at simplyclassical.com. Simplyclassical.com.